from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Ooh-wee.
I love this twist on Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. The music twist. It is the G and Ursula Show. Ursula is away enjoying the beautiful weather in Vegas, while we're here in Seattle enjoying the beautiful weather here. It's all the same. Aaron Mason is in for Ursula.
Yeah.
As he fills in. Good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, G. Happy to be here, friend.
There's a lot of people right now that keep saying, G, take a picture. We want to see what you and Mace and everybody looks like. You don't want to see my ugly face.
Oh, bro.
I got a face for radio. But don't you worry. We got Mace. There's a picture on the G and Ursula Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, Brother Chef, are you not recording this right now?
Oh, yeah. We're up on Facebook Live right now.
We're on. So to go to the G and Ursula Show Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
And you can see the studio right now because it's Facebook Live right now. The G and Ursula Show Facebook page. And boy, do we have to get into the day. We have a great hour of radio for you today. We're going to tell you about something happening tomorrow that you definitely want to check out, especially if you're scrambling to find something special for Father's Day. But right now, let's get to three things that you need to know. Okay, and I didn't hit the... No, there we go. That was me. That was my fault. How many times in the past few years have we told you about record home sale prices? It happens nearly every month to the point we don't even bother covering it sometimes. So I want to read a headline from Bloomberg, and I'm going to ask you if you guys agree. The American dream of owning a home is dead. The article goes on to argue that America should be a nation of renters. Here are the numbers we didn't mention last month. Median home sale prices across the Puget Sound were up 30% compared to a year ago. So I'll ask you, Aaron, and guess who's in studio with us right now? Dre's. That's right. Dre's is in studio. You can go to the G and Ursula Facebook page and you can see him as well. Good morning, Dre's.
Good morning, man. I brought some Cali sunshine with me, man. You guys should be thanking me.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Well, Dre's, let me ask you. I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the American dream of owning a home dead?
Well, I don't know if it's the American dream. For some people, it's been the American nightmare for a long time because they haven't been able to own a home. So it's almost par for the course and nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
In Seattle, I'm going to give you all some real quick numbers in Seattle. This is not nationwide. I'm just talking straight here in Seattle. Black families make up 1/3 of the income of white families right here in Seattle, right? And so when you start thinking about income, if you're 1/3, if you ain't got no money, how you copping a home? You know what I mean? So I'll save more for later, but I don't know if it's, I think it's always been a struggle for some people.
Sure.
I don't think it's dead though, but it is definitely on the fritz. It's not getting any better around.
Yeah. And getting harder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We were talking with Matthew Gardner, the Windermere chief economist the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this and I asked him, I'm like, I don't have any family members with money. Mm. I don't have enough. I kind of started from not much.
Yeah.
Is there any chance for me? Home prices are going up and up and up. And he was like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, keep plugging away, basically, was his advice. But I don't understand how, gee, we talked about a little bit about this morning. Like, if you are someone who has, like, black people in this country have no or very little generational wealth. They've been kept out of that kind of thing for so long.
Mm.
So what in the world do you do to help that situation? And that's me coming from someone who's in a similar place. Like, I don't have anything, but I don't mind trying to help some other people try and get a leg up, you know?
Yeah. I think that yesterday, Matthew Gardner, the chief economist from Windermere, he said something that I had never heard of. And when he said, if you should buy a house, here are three things that you need to say yes to.
Hmm.
And one of them was, you know, are you safe and secure with your job?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think all of us in this country, sometimes a lot of us were working, but we ain't safe and secure,
right?
With our jobs.
Right.
Do you plan on living in that house for 7 years? things right. change, right? right? And yeah. I can't remember the third one.
Are you comfortable with taking on that amount of debt?
Sure.
Is that something that you can, you know, handle?
Sure. Well, to be transparent with you, I'm looking to buy a home right now. And, you know, a lot of people know I have residence here in Seattle and then also in L.A. And looking to buy one at this point. L.A. is so expensive. And I've been talking about buying in different parts of the country. So I've talked to real estate agents everywhere. Mm. And they're all saying the exact same thing, that these numbers, they've never seen anything like it. So it is happening across the board.
Right. Let's get to number two. We all want to support our local small businesses, but how many of us ever really get outside of our own neighborhoods? And how many of you listening can remember buying something from a Black-owned small business? Well, we want to tell you about something happening tomorrow that you might want to check out, especially if you are scrambling for Father's Day. Dre's, what is happening in Seattle tomorrow, which happens to be Juneteenth?
So I'm excited about Seattle's Juneteenth. There's amazing things happening everywhere. But the Building Black Wealth Experience that is brought to you by Safeway is happening at the Collective in downtown Seattle. We have a panel discussion that will feature Doug Baldwin. I think we know him. You might be familiar with him. Number 89, Seattle Seahawks. Lewis Rudd, who is the owner of Ezell's Chicken. And you guys need to come to this because people know the chicken, but a lot of people don't know the story. Mm. All they know is Oprah Winfrey. And it's like, nah, there was some things that happened before Oprah to get to Oprah. And then there's Keisha Credit, who is a phenomenal entrepreneur who was recently featured in Forbes magazine. They will be on a panel. Mm. And that panel is going to be hosted by Cairo's own G. Scott. Oh. I got him out the house somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? I put a shot in his arm and said, get out the house, brother. Come on. And then I'm going to hit the stage. It's going to be a really, really great event. But thing I'm most proud about is we also have a Black business marketplace that will feature 10 local businesses that you guys may have never seen or heard of. Some from now, you guys know, you know, like glass blowing,
uh-huh.
right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's a Black-owned business that does these phenomenal glass blowing stuff. Great business. There's another drink company that does sea moss drinks, right? So they're healthy and they're phenomenal, and they're like sea moss lemonades and different. We have some stuff that when you come in there, you're going to be like, oh, I had no idea this was happening in the Northwest. The mayor's going to roll through and talk to us about the city's commitment to Black-owned businesses and what it needs to be. It's a phenomenal event. It's only $10, and we're raising money for Urban Impact, which is a great program in South Seattle. Urban Impact has these Black business incubators where they are training people how to do business plans and how to all the things you need to do, right? You got to learn how to market your company
right.
and everything you need to do. Some people don't know how to do it. They have an idea, but they don't know how to execute. Urban Impact is training entrepreneurs, excuse me, and it's not just Black. They are business incubators, so there's people of all races at Urban Impact taking these courses. So it's $10. We're raising money for them. It's a great, great, great program. One other thing, if you can't make it, which I think you should, it will be streaming on Cairo, live streaming. So if you
yeah.
want to catch it virtually,
well,
you can
awesome.
Do that.
Yeah. Cool.
What does this mean to you? What does this mean to you to be putting on an event like this to this magnitude? Because I do think it's a big event, not because of me involved. I mean, because of the amazing businesses that you have involved, mm-hmm. the amazing people that you have on the panel that's involved. Former wide receiver Doug Baldwin, he's going to be there. And but I need to know deep down, what does this mean for you, brother?
And let me also shout out Converge that will be live streaming it as well. I wanted to say that. So Cairo and Converge will be live streaming simultaneously. But to answer your question, honestly, man, I just love, for me at the heart, at the core of my heart, man, is just how can we elevate these businesses? I believe that two things. Juneteenth is a challenging holiday for everyone. Okay. It is a painful reminder of slavery, right? At the same time, is this about freedom? It's about slavery. So we're all trying to figure out, how do we enter this space? What do we do? Mm-hmm. Do I celebrate? Do I say happy Juneteenth? If I say that, am I offensive? What do I do? It's not that I don't want to celebrate and participate. So we're trying to create an opportunity for healing, for people to come together, for restorative work, and not going and asking the government for a check. We're not saying support all these black businesses because they're black. We're saying give them an opportunity. If you like it, become a repeat customer. If you don't buy it again. No big deal. The one thing I'm probably most proud about is that I picked up the phone and I called Doug Baldwin. I picked up the phone. I called Juju. I picked up the phone. I called Keisha. I called Lewis. And everyone responded. And for me, that was more important, that the community was willing to come together and see the bigger picture and know that, no, we're not going to make a bunch of money. We're not going to line our pockets. But this urban impact that's willing to do the work that I don't have the time to do. I don't got the time to sit up and do classes and train, but someone else does. And so if they're willing to put in the work, we're going to all come together. Cairo, Converge, Safeway, everyone is coming together. We have phenomenal sponsors. Everyone's coming together to elevate black businesses. And Seattle is embracing it and putting their arms around it. So if you want tickets, you can purchase them at buildingblackwealth.tv. Go there right now. Click the link. They're only $10. Come on down to the Collective on Saturday from 3 to 6 o'clock.
Plus, let's be real, $10.
Come on.
To be able to come in person, to look me in my face and say, gee, I disagree with you. I mean, is that not worth $10? $10 to come in and say it in person.
Yeah.
Not
just on the text line.
You've texted me before, but have you ever said it to my face and said, gee, I disagree with you? And the thing is I would love for you to be there because I know that you guys say that and it's meant with love. Because you come back every single day.
I you know what? I'd pay $100 to tell G that he's wrong. like when we talk LeBron James and Michael Jordan, I'd like to tell G he's wrong. You know what I'm saying? We talk about, does Seattle have big good barbecue? I tell G he's wrong. You know what I mean?
I smell a fundraiser. Well, instead of like a dunk tank, you can just line up and he's wrong.
Everybody wrong. Gets excitement. Even Chef wakes up every single day, Scrappy, of course, and wants to say that G is wrong.
You're wrong right now, G, because what's going to happen is people are going to show up, they're going to pay that $10 and be like, man, I hate to say it, but I actually agree with you this time. It was worth $10 to do this.
All right.
Can I ask Ray something?
No, go ahead. What's
up? You've been at this for a long time. You've been doing the Building Black Wealth thing for years.
Yeah.
Where are you now from where you started? What's happened?
Phenomenal things. Right now, I just did yesterday. It's airing today, the Tamron Hall Show, which is a national television show.
Yeah.
Layla Ali and I are also doing a live stream of Building Black Wealth. People don't know, Building Black Wealth is actually a live black business marketplace. So similar to QVC, we go on, we interview people live on air, and we sell products from black-owned products from around the country.
Sure.
So we've got tomorrow, 9 a.m., if you're sitting in your bed, you can go to Layla Ali's Facebook page. I'll be on there live selling products from black businesses. But that ain't an excuse to not show up to the event here in Seattle. Okay?
And real quick, before my next question, can you tell people how to go? Because there's some people just saying that, $10 to tell G that I disagree with him? Where can I go again? What's that again?
www.buildingblackwealth.tv. Go there, show up, tell G he's wrong. And while you're doing that, tell him Dre's is right. Do both of those.
Okay, before we let you go, we need to get your thoughts on this and your thoughts on Juneteenth being approved as a federal holiday. It's the new federal holiday that Congress has passed since MLK Day in 1983. And it took 15 years to get MLK Day voted in. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on Juneteenth being approved as a federal holiday, sir?
I mean, there's words I can't use on the radio, but about beep, 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 beep time. You know what I'm saying? And I'd like to scream that and yell that, but come on, man. The irony of this country is that the same country that is synonymous with freedom is synonymous with slavery. And we're grappling with that, right? We're not the authors of slavery, but man, we sure are putting our pen to the pad and helping out, you know what I mean, writing a few chapters of our own. So am I happy about it? Absolutely. I don't want to be the guy who's like just sour grapes. Man, that is good. Let's keep moving the envelope forward, though. There's a lot of learning. People don't know what Juneteenth is. There's things like this that have to happen. But I'm happy about it. But, I mean, I'm also like, it's about time. You know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I got it because there's three things that you need to know. Yep. I got to get to the third one.
Okay. Number three.
Just, you know. Speaking of shopping, Amazon is continuing to push their presence offline with more actual stores. Another Amazon Go store opened in Bellevue, and another walk-in, walk-out, grab-and-go opened in Factoria. How do you feel about Amazon stores in real life with their cashless, pay-with-your-palm type stores?
Amazon's scary to me, man.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You know how they say Big Brother's watching? I think we found Big Brother, man.
Big Bezos.
I think Big Bezos. They're scary, man. I don't even know how to wrap my head around that. What about y'all?
It's hard for me. Whenever I see jobs get replaced by machines, that's always tough, right? And I know that's inevitable. I know that's going to happen. What bothers me is that we don't really plan ahead for that kind of thing. We just kind of let people go, and then there's nothing to catch.
But it doesn't have to happen. Humans sometimes just blow me away. Like, you're literally setting up your own demise. Like, you do know we can all come together and be like, yeah, no, we're not going to support this. But we're like, nah, convenience is better than jobs and caring about my fellow brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
Sometimes I think about things. I try to look at all views. If there's one thing that the Gian Ursula Show and our listeners have taught me is to try my best. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but to try to look at each story from all sides. Okay. Right? And there's sides that you might agree with at 9:15, and you might switch sides at 9:30. But when I think about these Amazon stores, pay with your palms, no interactions, no more, getting rid of the cashier.
Yeah.
I think about, okay, G, you said you wanted an increase in wages. Well, wages are up, but there's a decrease in jobs.
Right.
And the United States of America, hear me out, has never thrived on things being fair for all. Let me say that again. The United States of America has not thrived when things are fair for everyone.
Our model is built on exploitation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is I'm not an expert. I'm just nervous for how this is going to look. And it's one of those, okay, G, you want it higher wages? You got it. But what about those other jobs? Oh, no, those are gone. And I'm nervous for that. Dre's, I need you to stick around, man.
Okay.
And here's why. Father's Day is this weekend, and there's a lot of people that haven't planned anything. And I want to talk about who is it harder to shop for, mom or dad? But before we go to that, can you please one more time tell people how to get those $10 tickets to see me on the panel with Doug Baldwin, Lewis Rudd, Keisha Credit, all of these amazing people, and then they want an opportunity to say, G, I disagree with you. How did they get there?
First off, Dre's is going to be performing too. So if you want some good music, man, let me throw that out there. But go to buildingblackwealth.tv, purchase your tickets. Come on down to the Collective this week for the Building Black Wealth Experience brought to you by Safeway.
We do that next. Jenner's. It's the G and Ursula Show. Happy Fresh Fridays to all of you. Mace is joining us for Ursula as she's away. And Dre's is still here with us in studio. Happy Father's Day weekend to fathers and everyone that is out there. Happy Father's Day to you. So considering that, it is Father's Day weekend. So if you haven't planned anything, I would assume that right now is the time. Heather's boss is still here, too. And the question is going to be is this. Who's harder to shop for, mom or dad?
I thought I'd lend a little less testosterone to the discussion, which is why. Just a preface.
Bounce things out a little bit.
Just a preface. I think it's both tough, unless you're talking handmade presents from little itty-bitty kids. That's okay. always a hit. But pro tip, if you frame like handmade art or put it in some kind of special container and present it, you as the father get bonus points as well. If you're presenting it to mom and vice versa, if you as mom are framing it and presenting it to dad.
Mace?
I just don't have to think about dad very often. Like, that seems easier to me.
You just spoke for America.
I'll just get a thing. There you go, dad.
Really?
Maybe sometimes it's a phone call. I mean, full disclosure, we're not super close. My mom did way more growing up than my dad did. So there are a couple years there where we didn't talk at all.
Oh, okay.
So dad will get a call this Father's Day.
And he's happy with that.
I'll talk to him a little bit. And he's happy with that. But mom, you gotta do a little extra for moms.
Dre's, why is Mother's Day a bigger deal than Father's Day, man? Why?
I have no idea. We are neglected. It is so wrong. I put in work. You know what I mean?
I just want to run up and hug you.
I put
feel so
in
bad.
This, and it's not W-O-R-K. I put in that W-E-R-K. Work. But I've got you covered here. I do want to answer your first question. In terms of what's more challenging, it is actually more challenging to shop for men. And I'll tell you why.
Agreed.
Wow. It's harder to shop for men, and I'll tell you why.
Wow.
When it comes to men, I've got you covered, right? With fathers, it's either big gifts or small gifts, right? And our small gifts are whack. They're whack. A tie, socks. All our small gifts are whack. Nobody wants to get you that. They feel whack getting it for you. I'm supposed to get them some cologne. This feels... They're fitting into the stereotype. And then, if not that, then you got to go big. It's a TV, golf clubs, right? It's just, I got to spend $3,000 on you? Like, no, right? It's Father's Day. So, I have you covered. Don't worry about it. If you want to shop for a father, the answer is not go big or go home. It's go big or go sentimental, right?
Yeah.
Go big or go sentimental. I know people don't know this. Men are very sentimental. So, but don't make anything.
If you're itty bitty, you know, the little itty bitty.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah. We'll hug. You'll kiss you. But if you want
to
get us right, get him something sentimental. Get him a signed jersey from his favorite ball player, if that's what he's into. Mm. An experience with his guy, something like that. A concert. Get him something sentimental or go big.
I must say, though, y'all are set up for success because Mother's Day is first. So if you're hoping to get a little bit of attention on Father's Day, you just got to do the right thing on Mother's Day, and there will be reciprocal.
But that's all you can hope for.
Somebody just found out my secret.
I knew it.
But that's all you can hope for is a little bit of attention.
Look, for success.
Look, let me tell you something. After I got Lily and her Mother's Day stuff, I sat back and said, I'm looking forward to June. as a matter of fact, I'm sitting here now like, you're going to have to top that. Chef, I need you to weigh in, brother.
I think we kind of do get looked over, but I think that's also some of our own fault because I think we have pretty low expectations. Is guys like, don't give me anything. I don't really know what to. But you have to be specific and ask for stuff in the same way that, guys, we're struggling on Mother's Day. Like, hey, what do I get you? You need to tell me. Well, you also need to tell your significant other. But Heather, I got to say, I do not agree that in order to have a successful Father's Day, you have to set that up with your own Mother's Day. Yes. Mm. When was the last time you guys heard someone say, I really messed up on Father's Day?
G. Scott.
From a gift.
Yeah, you know what? You're
Father's
right
Day?
Every year.
That's a great point.
I've never heard that.
Wee chef.
True.
Fire.
Okay.
I've never
explain this to me. Explain this to me.
So basically what he's saying is how many times have you heard someone in June say, oh man, I really messed up for Father's Day?
Yeah,
nobody
right
ever says that.
Right.
Okay,
it's like a disposable holiday.
It's like whatever. I got him a spatula.
Okay, right. I see that and Raise You the Epidural failed both times.
I'm gonna tell you what Heather just did.
I'm
gonna say this one time and one time only. The equivalent of what Heather just did with the epidural comment is the equivalent of when a conversation is going and somebody says, Well, if they was black, man. I was going to tell you,
there's a card in my back that if I need to slap on the table, and you know what I got, it's like spades. I got three in a possible. Bam. Wait, though. Can I just say, I want to flip it around just to put it back in context. What you just said, Chef, which was, let's go the opposite way. Gee, how many times have you said, man, I messed up Mother's Day?
90% of the time.
That's my point. That's my point. The point is, maybe we need to get out the spotlight. We need to put the ladies in the spotlight and go, man, are you looking at yourself the way we're looking at ourselves? Mm. I've looked at the same thing. I've messed up Mother's Day. I've messed up quite a few days.
I messed up every holiday possible.
Right. But I've never heard a lady. That was a great.
That was
man.
A great point.
Shame and on you, ladies.
So that, I think the two best points today.
I just hand him his children. Here you go.
What?
Son one and son two.
I mean, what?
I ain't letting it go. Moms, I ain't letting it go.
Moms,
we're
really?
Out class.
Really?
You know what's so funny about
she
this?
She brings this up on Father's Day weekend.
Listen.
I hand you your kids.
Listen, you know what's so wrong about this?
What?
Is we still don't have a comeback for it.
No!
She
no.
said it, and I'm
no.
just...
No!
I'm just... What you got?
We have
four
no
guys problem. In here. Nobody can no. trump the mom.
I have a pocket full of sorry. Crickets.
Again. Sometimes when that conversation's going on, and somebody says, well, but you know, they're black people. Yeah, and then you're like, I have nothing else to say. Well done, Heather. You win.
How did mom come in and dominate
this conversation?
No.
You said you wanted to give a perspective, but what really you did was you stood up for moms on Father's Day weekend.
I gave the correct perspective. You know I love you. It's all in fun, gentlemen. It's all in fun.
Coming up in scenarios next, a guy writes in and says he licked the plate after he was done. And his significant other, his new lady he's dating, she got up and left. We discuss that next. Gene Ursula with Mace. It is Fresh Fridays. Happy Friday to all of you. We appreciate all of you being with us. Coming up at 11:06, it will be time for agree to disagree, and who knows? By the way, I'll admit, agree to disagree really isn't fun with Aaron Mason.
What?
I love you, man.
Come on.
Because we agree almost on a lot of things,
well, I disagree with this opinion you have right now.
Okay, there you go. There it is. I just started up. Let's get to scenarios brought to you by Farrah.com.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
My son is 9 years old. He joined a summer baseball league last week. It's a step above Little League, and it's competitive, but he's still just nine. At the first practice, I asked the coach who the team mom was. He just kind of looked at me and said, we don't have team moms for this team. So I asked, oh, okay. Who takes care of the treat schedule for the kids? You know, how kids get snacks after the games.
Orange slices, baby.
Yeah. The coach said, playing on this team and learning this great game is the treat.
Oh, God.
We don't do snacks. Feed him before or after the game, or both, but not on the field. I was shocked. Shouldn't little kids get treats for playing? What am I missing here? 98973 is the State Roofing text line. Brother Mace, you're up to bat first.
I'll tell you what you're missing. Not a stitch. You are 100% correct. These are 9-year-old children. Of course, it's some snacks, some sugar. Look, a 9-year-old isn't going to understand or appreciate the nuances of base of the great game of baseball. Like, that's nonsense. These are kids. Treat them like kids. You can only do it for so long.
Sure.
That's what you should be appreciating. Baseball will be there in a few years. Your child being a child will not.
Sure. Brother Chef, as someone who is a baseball coach, talk to us.
Yeah.
You know what? Snacks are a part of it, man. Kids get grumpy, and while you might not want them eating in the dugout because they get super distracted, yeah, still bring snacks. Even this year, we're really not supposed to have like a team mom because of COVID. We're not supposed to be passing out snacks. I'm still bringing the kids bags of watermelon and stuff like that.
Come on.
You need to find a different league There are 9-year-old leagues that do not treat this as a professional endeavor into which one's entire future is staked. If you are involved in the type of sports experience where at age 9 you're expected to spend $9,000 on round trips, professional gear, private instruction, and have a coach that's going to treat your kid like they're... I don't understand. This is about having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun. And that should even continue into high school.
Agreed.
I do not care if the stakes are higher at that point. It is still about having fun.
I played Little League for the snacks. That's why I went. That's why I kept going. That was terrible.
Let me say this. Mom, take your kid off that team. Take your kid off that team. I can't express enough how guilty that I am for today's culture of competitiveness for little kids. And I bring that up because I was that dad that was hard on my kids when mm-hmm. it came to sports.
Mm-hmm.
I was that dad that was just so tough and rough, and after the game, they get it right. And I was absolutely wrong. And I'm saying I was wrong because today's culture is so centered around being the best and winning. And what's happening is, look, sports is about meeting other kids and having fun. Those snacks sitting around, the birthday parties that you go to because of them, getting new friends outside of your home.
Yep.
It is so important. Moms, dad, I can't stress this enough. I promise you, to this day, I have a son that is playing college football.
That's right.
He's extreme level. I mean, he's business. He goes to work every single day. And by the way, it's work.
For sure.
You know what he talks about all the time? Dad,
friends.
Remember that time? He remembers all the snacks. Because that was the highlight.
Yes.
Like, I can't stress that enough, man. If the coaches are not making it fun for your child, get out.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Your son, do you think that and he is an exception, right? Most kids don't go on to play a sport at the level your son is doing.
Yeah.
Do you think he would have gotten to where he is if you had done it differently?
No, he wouldn't have. But if I had to do it over again...
Uh-huh.
I would be a better dad when it comes to celebrating and not making it all about being this great player. I put so much emphasis on that. And I just totally just disagree with that, because what's happening is what we are what we're saying in society is, if that little boy or little girl isn't exceptional at sports, yeah. then they just go on this other team and not the elite teams. I don't like elite teams anymore. I don't like that we're taking kids away from communities and we're having these amazing baseball, basketball, football teams. And yes, I am guilty. I am guilty for that culture.
Sure.
If I had to do it over again, all kids, you play in your community, you play with your friends in your neighborhood, because what happens is your friends get pulled away, and now you're not friends with Tommy anymore because you're on this exceptional team. Coming up next, we do Agree to Disagree. You guys are listening to the G and Ursula Show.